Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 27 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for March 27th is reflect on a time in your life when you chose to do the right thing at the right time, but it cost you in some way, like a friendship or a loss of job. Describe if the internal victory of having integrity and courage was worth it in the long run. Explain how you can apply this perspective to a current situation in your life. In episode number 13, I talked about a heartbreaking time in my life when I was fired as the high school basketball coach from the school I attended. And this podcast is not about me, but it is about me using what I have learned from my experience to help you. Heck, the 1% journal and this podcast probably wouldn't exist if that hadn't happened to me. So something positive can always come out of something negative. Now, I wasn't the first, and I won't be the last, basketball coach to ever be fired. I mean, if Harry Statham can get fired, then it can happen to anybody. If you don't know Harry Statham, he coached men's basketball at McKendree University in Lebanon, Illinois for 52 years and amassed 1,122 coaching victories, more than any other coach at a four-year school at any level. The gym at the university and a street in the town have his name on them. But he had a losing record in his last 6 years. The official press release from the school said he would, quote, conclude his services, end quote, at the end of his contract. Statham said he didn't resign and that he was disappointed. I don't personally know Coach Statham, and I'm not sure how he feels about being fired beyond his statement in the newspaper. But I know for myself, I drew a lot of solace and encouragement from the texts, emails, and words of encouragement from people who supported me, especially from my players, when it happened to me. Being fired caused me to doubt whether my efforts as a coach were in the right place, whether what I had done made any difference at all. So I'm going to read the following excerpt, which is from an essay written by one of my former players for one of his classes at the United States Military Academy at West Point. And I hope that it helps you, as you look at a situation in your life, to understand if it is more valuable to have courage and maintain integrity, even if it costs you something external. As a player for Coach Barth, I had the opportunity to experience his coaching firsthand. In high school, I was a three-sport athlete with many years of experience, and to this day, I can honestly say that John Barth has taught me more about life and about myself than any other coach in my athletic career. You might be asking yourself why I praise the coach of my losing team. Well, the answer is simple. Coach Barth had the courage and audacity to teach character and leadership, not just basketball. His coaching style emphasized the idea that winning is not what is most important. He taught how sports are merely a way of developing oneself and preparing for life in the future. Unfortunately, few players and members of the community were willing to buy into this system. Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you respond to it. And Coach Barth lived what he taught. When met with challenges and adversity, he could have easily just abandoned his passion for teaching character and leadership. But instead, he clung to his morals and values. I'm proud to have played under an excellent leader who is true to others as well as himself. So here's why I want to share this with you. Because I know that as teachers and coaches, we often doubt whether what we are doing is having an impact. I know there are hundreds, if not thousands, of teachers and coaches who have gone through what I've gone through, or worse. And a lot of the time when we're faced with adversity, we want to take the easy road because it will create less conflict. But the easy road often causes us to stray from our integrity. but I'm encouraging you to stick with your integrity. It might be hard. Other people might not understand what you're doing, but it's worth it. The internal victory of knowing our impact on our students and athletes is far greater than any number of wins on the scoreboard. Now, I wasn't a perfect coach. Not every player I coached probably feels the same way, because maybe I didn't connect with them like I wanted to. But here's the thing. That's my only regret. It's not that we didn't win more games. It's that maybe I wasn't able to fully coach the heart of every single one of my players. And that's why I wrote the 1% Journal, so I can help people figure out how to live a life of purpose and explore the limits of their true potential. So how about you? Do you have a story of how maintaining your integrity may have cost you something externally, but the internal reward was worth it? Maybe you're currently facing a situation where you're thinking about how to respond and if doing the right thing will really make a difference. My answer to you is yes. Without a doubt, maintaining your integrity is most definitely worth it. So teach and coach with integrity, because that is what your students and athletes need from you today and every day. Do you need direction and guidance as you harness the power of journaling to write your own story? Go to www.johnbarthbooks.com, that's JONBARTHbooks.com, and pick up a copy of the 1% Journal or sign up to get started with our Write Your Own Story Journal Challenge. Remember, the best way to make a difference in the lives of your students and athletes is to make 1% improvements and give them a better version of you every day.